In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayechi, Yosef hears that Yaakov, his father, is unwell, and he goes with his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, to be Mevaker Chayla, to visit the sick. When Yaakov hears that Yosef had come, it gave him some strength to sit up in his bed. He then starts to tell him a long tale, telling Yosef about how Hashem promised to take care of him, of Yaakov, and eventually that Hashem will give him and his descendants Eretz Yisrael. He promised him that these two children, Ephraim and Manasseh, will be counted like the Shvatim, one generation up, meaning that out of all the grandchildren, these two will be counted as children. Then he tells Yosef about his mother Rachel and explains to him, don't be sad that she's buried at the side of the road. There is a reason for it. And then something strange happens. Yaakov turns to Yosef and he says, Mi Elu, meaning, who are these children? And everybody wants to understand. Yaakov, you know who these children are. These are your grandsons. You've been talking about them. Many mefarshim connected to the fact that Yaakov's eyesight was weak. But Rashi says that as he was trying to bench them, he saw something very disturbing. He saw Lefisha Asid Yeravam Va'achav Latzeis Me'Ephraim. He saw that the wicked kings Yeravam and Achav were going to come out of Ephraim, and Yehu Uvanav Me'Menasha, people who are responsible for a tremendous amount of introduction of Avodah Zarah into the Jewish nation. And Yaakov wants to understand, how is this possible? At this point, he loses his Ruach HaKodesh, and he's no longer able to bench these two boys, to give a bracha to these two boys. And that's what he was asking Yaakov, Mi Elu, how is this possible? Who are these descendants? What's going on here? Yosef responds and says, these are the children that Hashem gave me here. Asher nasan li elaykim bazem. These are the children that I had here in Mitzrayim. And Rashi says that it's here that Yosef davens that the Shechina should come back. Please, Hashem, restore the ability of Yaakov to give the bracha. Yaakov says, bring them close to me and I will bench them. And here we have the famous hand cross switch, where Yaakov puts his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Manasseh. And he gives them the bracha of Hamalach HaGoel Osimikora, those famous words which we say every night. When Yosef tries to correct him, Yaakov doesn't listen, and he gives them the additional privilege and says that for all eternity, we, Klal Yisrael, will bench our children using the example of Ephraim and Manasseh. Yisimcha Lekim ke Ephraim uke Manasseh. I want to give this whole story a little bit of a deeper understanding. Yosef was the epitome of the successful Galus Jew. It says that one of the things that Yaakov taught Yosef more than any of the other brothers was the Torah of Galus. What do you do when you're surrounded by tuma and negative influences? How do you survive? Of course, Yaakov needed to learn this Torah before going into the house of Lavan, and this is the Torah that he's passing on to Yosef, who's definitely going to need to use it when he's in Mitzrayim. Yosef did use it, and he did it well. However, he was forced to bring up his children in Mitzrayim. There's a Rav in Vilna 120 years ago, the Kehilas Yaakov, and he says, he explains the story, and he says, it seems likely that Manasseh and Ephraim were in an Egyptian school, and they were wearing their school uniform. They would come home every day, change into their Jewish clothes, and go and learn with Yaakov, their grandfather. But on that day, when Yosef got the message that Yaakov is sick, and until that time, people would die without any of the weakness that accompanies the final stages of life today. So Yaakov was the first one who actually experienced that sickness because he asked for it. He said, I want time to prepare for my death. So when Yosef heard that Yaakov is sick, he didn't know that there was going to be time. And he, on the way to visit Yaakov, he ran to the school and he picked up his children from the school and they were still wearing their uniforms. When Yaakov saw them and they were wearing their Egyptian clothing, he said, who are these boys? What's going on? Why are they dressed like this? Yaakov had never seen them like this. And Yosef explained and he said, these are the boys that Hashem gave me here in Mitzrayim, Bazeh. And because of the whole situation and the fact that I'm Mishneh LeMelech, I don't have a choice. I need to give them an education and I need them to learn languages. This is what I need to do because I am bazeh. That Hashem, Asher Nasan Li Elokim Bazeh, Hashem is the one who put me here, and this is the way I'm dealing with it. But these are my children, Yaakov. They are the children that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, and I am bringing them up as grandchildren of Yaakov, should be brought up. In that case, said Yaakov, I need to give them a special bracha. Hamalach Hagol Osi Mikora, the malach that has protected me from all evils, those messengers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that protected me through all my travels and travails and kept me separate and kept me Yiddish, kept me Yisrael. He should protect these boys as well. And let them always be called by our names, by my name and the name of my fathers, Avraham and Yitzchak. In other words, keep their identity. Let them always and forever be Jews. And sometimes there are Jews who happen to live in Mitzrayim. And sometimes there are Jews who happen to live in Germany and Poland and Spain, in America and Canada, in Morocco. But let them always, first and foremost, be Jews. Jews who happen to live somewhere else. Let it be recognizable who they are and merit to be called in the name of the Avais. V'yidgu l'roiv, and let them be multiply and be prosperous, be healthy. Be healthy Jews, b'ker of ha'aretz. I have this vision of when Mashiach comes and we're going to face our avos and imais, we will greet the tana'im and amora'im, and they will likely have the same question about us. Mi elu? Who are you? They will see us dressed in our Western clothing and speaking English. Perhaps they will see you listening to the shir. Maybe you're on your phone wearing your Bluetooth headphones, and they're going to say, I don't recognize any of this. Who are you? Or perhaps they'll see our Shabbos Suda, which presumably looks so different than their Suda looked back in Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Beis HaMikdash or in Bavel. Everything is so different. But we will be able to look at them proudly and say, yes, it's so different, but it's exactly the same. We're still keeping Shabbos. And on Shabbos, we go to shul, and we listen to the parsha being laid, the same words and the same tune. And yes, so much have changed because of our galus, because Hashem put us here, bazaar. But we have held on. I've been involved in the renaissance of Yiddishkeit in Russia for over 30 years now. And when I first started to go, that was certainly the question I had. Mi Ela? Who are these girls who look so different? Different culture, different language, different food. Everything is so different. But for over 20 years, I've been running Camp Eitz Chaim in Moscow. And we say Shema with our campers every night. And we sing Hamalach with them, which we have translated into Russian. And after working there for many years, I now have some of my campers' children who come to the camp. And the children, they're growing up in from homes. They don't look so unfamiliar anymore. Some of my campers are listening to the shir. They listen every week. Mi Ela. These are the children, yes, who were born in a foreign country, far, far away. But Becha Yivarech Yisrael. This is the bracha that Hashem says. It's with you that Klal Yisrael will be benched, will bench their children. In Sefer Yeshaya Perek Memtes, the second of the Shiva Dinechemta, the second of the Haftaris that we lain after Tisha B'Av, the Haftaris that give us Nechama, there's a scene describing Yerushalayim. Va'amart b'lvavech, mi yalad li esela? Who gave birth to all these children? Va'ani shkula v'galmuda, goylav v'sura. I was left barren and bereft. I was in Golos. I was torn away from my land. Ve'ela, Miki Dalhain. And who brought these children up? Ani nisharti levadi. I was left alone. Ela, Eifayim. Who brought these children back home to me? The Malbim says really here there are three questions. Who gave birth to these children? Who raised them? And who gave them that knowledge and that ability to come back here? After the Chorban, all the Chorbanis, the Chorban Bayis Rishon, and the Chorban Bayis Sheni, and the Chorban of all of the Crusades, and the Chorban of Spain, and the Chorban of the Cossacks, and of course the Chorban of Europe. everything we have gone through. We may look unfamiliar, but we're still saying the same words, carrying with pride the name of our avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and asking for that protection, Hamalach, Hagoel, Osimi Kora, Yivarech Es Hanarim, Vikare Bahem, Shemi B'Shem Avaisai, Avraham V'Yitzchak. V'Yidgu L'Raiv, B'Kerav Haaretz.